Hundreds of firefighters, medical and other workers from New York and across the country continue the massive search and recovery mission at the site of the World Trade Center. A thick trail of smoke and ash is still drifting over parts of the city from fires and debris. Yesterday, the last few remaining floors of the World Trade Center's South Tower collapsed. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Near the rescue staging area, fireman Steve Marley slouches exhausted against a lamppost, waiting for a van ride back to his Bronx firehouse. His 31 straight hours of grueling work shows on his ash-covered body, sunburned face, and red eyes.
Everyone in there knows people. You have to do it.
Using pry bars, shovels, picks, and chisels, Marley and hundreds of other rescue workers are in a kind of hand-to-hand combat with the pile, as they call it, the twisted steel and concrete rubble of twin 110-story office towers. They're searching for bodies and trying to understand.
The whole skeleton of the building is laid out over the whole area, and thousands of tons of steel. I'm trying to get in the voids, we're crawling through holes. With dogs out there, people with cameras, it's a horrendous. It's an act of pure evil. Pure evil.
We've only slept in short bursts, another New York firefighter told NPR. Then the adrenaline kicks in, and you're back on the pile, he said. The number of dead in New York is expected to reach into the thousands. The city ordered 6,000 body bags. Some 200 New York firemen are missing and presumed dead. A Brooks Brothers storefront near the collapse site is now a makeshift morgue where rescue workers are bringing any body parts. Three people were found alive in the rubble on Wednesday. Marley says his emotions went up and down as he helped save one woman's life, but could do nothing for two fellow firefighters.
Got one woman out that was alive, miraculously. She was buried down pretty deep. It was a miracle she survived. The dogs, it smelled her. I believe there was two other firemen trapped with it, but they were they succumbed to their injuries. And I don't know if they got their bodies out yet.
Dozens of giant dump trucks queued up along the West Side Highway to take away debris as hundreds of ordinary New Yorkers volunteered. Nurses and steelworkers donated their expertise. A graphic designer who lives near the attack site helped serve food and handed out water. Hal Wilson is a 53-year-old carpenter from Long Island. He's also in the New York National Guard. He brought down his sniffer dog, a German shepherd named Tsunami, to search the wreckage with a guard colleague and his search dog.
We were hopeful coming in and finding and rescuing live people. That's not going to happen. It's going to be incredibly difficult for the construction guys just to clear the debris. It's all intertwined and it collapsed. I've worked on these buildings, and I can't even recognize the pieces I'm looking at. I used to build these things. It's unbelievable.
As the search for bodies slowly continued, at Ground Zero, workers told of falling debris and glass from severely damaged buildings adjacent to the site. There were also minor collapses throughout the unstable piles of pulverized concrete, and the last few remaining steel strands of the Trade Center's South Tower fell. Fires burned and acrid dust billowed. Adding to the apocalyptic-like atmosphere, an F-16 fighter jet circled low above Lower Manhattan. Fire and rescue crews have poured in to help from across the eastern United States, from Georgia, Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and elsewhere. John Bryan is the assistant fire chief from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, you see it on TV, the two airplanes, one was, a 767 or whatever, going through there like that. I mean, you don't, now when you see it live, it's just phenomenal. I'll remember this the rest of my life.
As emergency personnel grimly combed the pile for bodies, one fireman told of a moment of triumph. A 30-foot cell phone tower that once stood on the top of one of the twin towers was now at ground level. Workers stuck the pole in the rubble and hung an American flag from it. The fireman said about 200 rescue workers stopped at the same time and saluted. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.